filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis. C'est-à-dire vivre d'une façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires. Il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et cela vraiment contribue à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Supreme Master Ching Hai encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. She personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear, He say, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for setting aside her precious time to share with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. We invite you to join us on Between Master and Disciples for a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. In this three-part series, Supreme Master Ching Hai prepares a special vegetarian meal in loving memory of her mother on the occasion of the Moon Festival on September 14, 2008, which features traditional Alexis pudding, raw salad with mint soyanese sauce, fried vegan shrimp wrapped in rice paper, crispy vegan meatballs, and French fries.
We're cooking a couple of things today. This is artificial shrimp, vegan shrimp, completely without animal trace. It looked like shrimp. I made one shrimp cocktail, remember, with this kind. Now we wrap them in rice paper, and then we deep fry. Finger food. So remember, we put the rice paper quickly into the warm water. Shake it well, so I get to it. Cut it into two, half like this, each half full of shrimp. And the shrimp is very round, so you kind of break a little bit in the middle so that we can have the tail sticking out. And we roll it like this, and leave the tail outside. So it looks cute. And then wrap it in and roll it. Whatever you wrap is fine, as long as you roll them together and put it there. It will look like this. I made already three over here. Have a quick look. Leave it aside, wrap another one. You put the shrimp on the paper and straighten it up. Fold the round edge in so that it wraps the whole shrimp up. And there, voila, it's like this, with the so-called tail sticking out. Continue. In Vietnam, to commemorate the day of your loved one leaving the physical world, we make a small family gathering and we cook nice things in the loving memory of the deceased. Just like when they are still alive, you eat with them. So after they're gone, you try to remember them in this way. The tail of the vegan shrimp, you put it out where the cutting edge is, and the other part, you wrap them up. Just break a little bit like this so the shrimp is not too hard to wrap because it's round. And then we roll it. Roll it like this. With the tail sticking out. Voila. Prepare it all and then fry them later on. Or you can prepare and fry at the same time. If you have an assistant, you can both do it at the same time. Or if you're quick enough, you could also roll it and fry it at the same time. Let's check it out if I can do that, even without assistance. Turn on high, let the oil become heated. I wish my parents are still on the physical planet so I can cook for them like I did before. But I'm sure they don't need the food now, and I'm glad they're in heaven. It's even better. Better than having food and staying here in this physical world. Sometimes more suffering than happiness here. And the vegan shrimp is a little wet, so I just use a kitchen towel to dry it up a little bit. If the frying stuff are dry, they don't spray oil too much. That's all. Otherwise, it's not obligatory. You can use a Chinese wrapping sheet as well. It will look yellow and maybe more appetizing. I don't have it, so I use Vietnamese rice paper. If your rice paper is not soft enough yet after you soak it in and you gotta wait a little bit, it's better when it's a little soft. Then you can wrap it easy. If it's still too hard, you wait, otherwise it will break. Today I'm cooking a lot of food to invite my house people in the loving memory of my mother. I do that also in commemorating my father, but it's not today. His day is not today. It's in July, and I do the same. and remembering him. I have the best parent in the world. I'm sure yours are some of the best in the whole world. Our parents are the best. Okay. Some of that we don't even need to wrap. We can leave it like this. Also fine. See if it's good or not. Experimenting is good. It keep our IQ sharp and develop it even. The more we use IQ, the more it will develop. All right, now oil is heated already. I think I better pop some in first. Be careful, huh? It's really spraying there, even though I use olive oil. Can you use something to stop the oil a little bit? I think I better use the long chopstick. See, they sell them in Chinese shops. Very long. So you will not be too near the oil. You can put like three in together at the same time. Don't put too many, they will stick together, and when you take them out, they break. And if one is already dry and fried outwardly, then you can put another one in. I cover it a little bit so it doesn't spray too much. Then we're gonna put it on a plate with kitchen towel, so the oil will be absorbed somewhat and it's not too oily. You should pay attention because we don't want to gain too much weight, do we? Especially if we already gained, then we have to be more careful. But wow. Oh, it's too fast. We pull them out, see how it goes. Take them out now. Wow, they dry so fast. It's already done, look. When it's golden like this, it's done. You put them on this kitchen towel paper. Yeah, they look like this. Now we put new one in. There is something to stop the oil you put in front of your face. In case you spray too far, you know, spray on your face. And close it. When it's golden, you take them out. Your rice paper is made of rice flour and water. They will spread the rice flour mixture with water on a very thin surface of stretched steam cloth, like a big boiling cooking pot, and they stretch a piece of cheese cloth on top of it, and the water will be boiling underneath, and they spread the rice flour mixture on it, and then it cooked, and then they transfer it very carefully, because you see how delicate it is. This is an art to make this. Not many people know how anymore. And they will transfer it onto a bamboo sheet, and then they dry it in the sun. Just the sun, that's it. Imagine, dry in the sun. Just very simple, not sophisticated system. They dry sheet after sheet of them, big bamboo sheet, and all the rice paper on top. And they dry until they become hard and dry. And ready to pack, ready to sell. If you're cooking and wrapping at the same time, please always watch out that your shrimp doesn't burn. You got to be quick. Training your quick reaction, not too bad. we prepare something else as well here. Mm-hmm. I have some mashed vegan ham. It will look like this, mashed, and I dip it in the breadcrumb, roll it in the breadcrumb so it becomes like a ball in the breadcrumb, and you put it in the frying pan and roll another ball. Simple. The vegan ham that they sell like that, the mashed one is already, you know, salty, so you don't have to put any more salt on it. But you could put more and take it out quick, huh? Otherwise it burns. Get another one. Just use the chopstick or fork to pick out one piece and roll it in the breadcrumb, that's it, and it's done. Take it out quick. Yep. And next one. You can also make like finger shape. So this is mashed, it's easy to shape any way you want. Instead of round, you put it long. Also okay. You have to prepare another layer to put the meatball on. This already salty, we don't need to put any salt in it. But you can mix some black pepper in it, ground black pepper. Or we can put it on later when we eat it. If you put the black pepper inside the mixture already, maybe some kid cannot eat. So you better cook it plain, as is. And anyone add in what they like. Children, they have tender tongue, tender skin in their mouth, so they cannot always eat pepper, hot pepper or black pepper. So I have to be careful when you're cooking. Just reasonable for everybody. You can put all kind of flavor chopped into this mashed ham, and it tastes fine. You can chop fine coriander and mix into the vegan ham before you fry it. Well, ground black pepper. Remember to mark which one is what. Cook them separately. Put them in separate dish so the children don't have to eat the sharp things that the adult likes. Like hot pepper, chili, black pepper, they are sharp, hot, for the tender skin and tongue of the little kid. I'm also frying some French fries. And with the potato, put a little bit of black pepper on it. I take out the debris in the oil first, and I use the same oil to fry the French fries. So it tastes a little salty already. So I didn't have to put any salt on it. Just black pepper to taste. Oh no. I made a lot of things for you guys. Like or not? Nice?
Nice. Thank you, Master.
Smells great. Well, what's the occasion, Master?
It's to commemorate my mother's passing day. Also, Moon Festival.
Master, where's the moon cake?
I'm sorry, I gave them away. I did not remember what day is the Moon Festival, truly. Only today I watched the Supreme Master television, and they say it's a Moon Festival. I said, oops, I have given all the moon cakes away to other people that I met. because I thought this already done. And I saw the mooncake there. I thought nobody wants it because you guy on diet or something. So I just gave them away, and they were so happy, happy. And I even say, oh, it's Moon Festival yesterday. I thought it was that day. That was a few days ago. I say, yesterday, we have a lot of cakes and, you know, we cannot eat them all. I thought you ate them and it's left over for me. 2 boxes, so I gave it away.
Oh,
yeah, and they said, wow, nice, nice. I said, happy Moon Festival. And they loved it so much. They never had it before. They don't know what Moon Festival is, so I have to explain to them. Like, this month in the middle in China, calendar is the roundest moon and the biggest, and we have a nice story behind it, but it's too long story, so just eat the cake, you know. It's shorter and simple, and it's very, very delicious.
Yeah.
And for luck, the moon cake, it look like the moon, and if you eat it, it's like you have the moon inside you, and lucky for you, like everything is like round, like smooth, like the moon. Smooth and round. Round means perfect, complete. So the Moon Festival, we eat the moon cake to hope for perfection. So these people, they have perfection in their stomach, and you have nothing. Next time, hide the cakes, okay?
Yes.
Because if I see the cakes, and especially when it's rare, and I think of somebody, I bring it down and give it to them. It's not the first time, you guys should know already. Now, anyway, we have a lot of stuff here. I try to make as round as possible. You see, you have the round glass and the round dragon fruit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the round cup for the chips.
Yeah.
And the round glass for the vegan shrimp. Mm-hmm. And you have the round bowl for pudding. I made pudding for you. See that?
Yes.
Wow. Mm. I cook them all for you. Look at all that. Everything is round. You see, even the vegan meatball is round.
Oh.
Yes.
And the pudding bowl is round. The sauce bowl also round. Almost everything round as much as possible. So the whole thing look like a mooncake or not?
Yes, Master. Oh, okay. Yes, it does.
I apologize. It does look like a mooncake. So at least you have something symbolic, okay?
Yes.
Like the mooncake. Now enjoy it. This is vegan shrimp, yeah, wrapped in rice paper, delicacy. And it's mustard, yeah, soya sauce with pepper. This is chili sauce, that's ketchup, and a thick soya sauce there. And this is coconut milk, condensed. You will eat it with the pudding. This is a rice pudding that I made. My mother used to cook this rice pudding that I was crazy about. So these are just salad, simple salad. This is a meatball that I made with a breadcrumb, simple. So the pudding is the most important because I cook it in memory of my mother. You guys still have parents, yeah?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Lucky people, lucky people. Good. You don't have parents, no matter how old you are, you're just an orphan. I'm an orphan. Okay, but never mind. They are happy in heaven.
Yeah.
We can contact also. It's just physical presence. It's different. We can hug and kiss, and I can cook for them, all that. Not that they really need food. It's just, it feels nice to serve your parents. That's all. Mm-hmm. But they are very happy now. Actually, they're better up in heaven than here. What do we have here anyway? Just food. You like them, huh? Good, we're going to enjoy it together, like a family festival. I was very sad thinking of my mother, but on the other hand, I should be happy. They liberate my parents.
Okay, guys, it's all finger. Finger food. If you don't like your finger, there are some chopsticks there. Good appetite.
Thank you.
Yeah.
The shrimp? Either you eat with the sauce or the ketchup or mustard or the thick soya sauce. See, this is coconut milk. You like the pudding with coconut milk or without? Without, then we don't put. With, we put like that. Coconut. Concentrate. It's the coconut milk, or there's no milk. Vegan cocoa. Yes or no?
Yes, please.
All of you?
Yes,
yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Actually, my mother cooked without coconut milk.
But it tastes better with coconut milk, so we put it all in there. Everybody have one, don't fight. Behave yourself. I count already how many. If one missing, I know. All right, good. Prayer and thank God, thank heaven. Thank heaven for taking my parents up in a high level also. And thank you all of the heaven and human for beautiful food that we have.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for your wonderful presence today on A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai. Next Sunday, be sure to tune in for part 3 of this 3-part series with Supreme Master Ching Hai preparing a special vegetarian meal in loving memory of her mother and on the occasion of the Moon Festival. More constructive programming coming up next, so please keep your dial here on Supreme Master Television. May heaven grant all your noble wishes to come true.